Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Hi, it's the Reading Bug, here to tell you that today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Scholastic and their new book from three-time Newbery Honor recipient, Christina Soontornbat. The book is Legends of Lotus Island, The Guardian Test, and we can't wait to share more about this book for ages 8 to 12 with you at the end of this episode. Thanks to Scholastic for their ongoing support of Reading Bug Adventures.
Hi, reader. Welcome back for part two of our tree adventure. Part one was released earlier, so be sure to go back and listen if you haven't already. Reading Bug Adventures is written, performed, and produced by all of us at The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore. Don't forget to shop with The Reading Bug, your local independent bookstore, for books and much more. We're here to engage, educate, and entertain all of our readers, and we want to stick around for a long time. We thank you for your support. Shop for book subscriptions at readingbugbox.com. The perfect gift for your summer vacation months. Unlike other subscription boxes, Reading Bug boxes include a selection of books that are handpicked by me or other expert staff members and personalized to the unique age, interests, and reading level of each reader. As the reader's skill and interest change, so do the books that we pick. Or you can shop from millions of book titles and gifts for kids and grown-ups at our bookstore website, thereadingbug.com. There, you'll find recommendations from our staff, and you can create wish lists for friends and relatives to shop from. You can even put together care packages for a super easy gift shopping option. Whichever you choose, readingbugbox.com or thereadingbug.com, we thank you for your support. Thank you also to our sponsors and patrons, past, present, and future. You're part of what makes the Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, please visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. Okay, reader, I think it's time to get back to our new friend Rowan, don't you? Great! Then on the count of three, let's all hop back into our adventure together. One, two, three, let's fly.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Back to the surface.
Thanks, Helga. And hi, reader. You're back for part two of our tree adventure, and just in time. When you left us, we were resting in the underground root forest, where an interconnected system of roots and fungi help the forest trees communicate with one another. And now, our friend Helga the ant has brought us back up to the surface so we can continue our adventure and help our new friend Rowan figure out what is making the forest trees sick.
It's like I told you. Someone or something is digging holes in the forest floor and filling them with chemicals and other toxins that are damaging the wood and making it difficult for the trees to share food and communicate with each other. And when trees are stressed, all of the animals that depend on them also suffer. Like me and my ant colony.
The forest is my happy place. And if someone is hurting the trees of the forest, then we need to figure out who it is and why.
Exactly, Rowan. Remember,
when you see something wrong that needs to be made right, don't feel weak and helpless. Use your powers to fight. Don't be afraid. Hear these words that I say. The courage deep inside you will help lead the way. There's a superhero inside of you, and there's also one in me. They're in there waiting patiently for us to set them free.
I don't know if I have a superhero inside of me, Lauren, but I do know that we need to do something. And to do something, I think we're going to need to return to our normal sizes.
Oh, yeah, I nearly forgotten that the Reading Bug's book bag had shrunken us to the size of wood mites. Reading Bug, Can we get right-sized again so we can begin to look around and figure out who or what is causing this forest harm?
Absolutely. Just a quick jump into the book bag should do it. Is everybody ready? Magic book bag, we have heard. Our beautiful forest is being disturbed by something that has created a crisis, by dumping garbage into holes it has dug. Please change us back to our regular sizes so we can find and stop the thug.
The book bag is growing bigger and bigger again, big enough to fit us all inside.
Let's howl three times, then we'll jump into my book bag. Are you ready? Great! One hop, two hops, three hops, and we're in!
This time, the book bag isn't going up into the sky. It's just bumping up and down on the ground while all of us are getting bigger and bigger. It feels like someone is blowing me up like a balloon!
My skin feels like it's tightening and my fingers are stretching.
It's weird to feel the inside and outside of my body stretching out in different directions as we grow back to our regular sizes. Oh, I think we're done.
I sure hope we are. That felt weird.
Let's climb out of the book bag now that we're all human size again.
Oh yeah, this is much, much better. It's great to be human-sized again. I don't have to worry about birds swooping down to eat me, or something squishing me into oblivion.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Reading Bug. I guess that's what every day feels like to you.
You can see why I prefer reading a good book.
Hey, look over here on the ground. I see some fresh footprints, as well as what looks like a single tire track. It's strange that there's only one tire track and not two.
Oh, yeah. I see it. The track is from a thin tire. Maybe it's a bicycle?
It's pretty hard to ride a bicycle out here in the middle of the forest, since there aren't any paved bike paths. Can you think of anything else it might be, Reader?
Maybe it's a wheelbarrow tire?
That sounds right. We are looking for someone using something to carry the garbage into the forest, and that could be a wheelbarrow. Let's follow the footsteps to see if we can figure out what's going on.
Okay, Rowan, we're right behind you.
I see some freshly dug holes up ahead of us.
And there's some litter on the ground here, which is strange.
I've never seen litter in this forest before. The people that usually spend time here are always careful to clean up their messes.
Lauren, Rowan, Reader, look! The young trees over here are wilted with yellowing leaves. The grass and plants growing near them are also turning yellow and seem to be sick or dying.
Oh no. These are very sick young trees. Their wilted and yellowing leaves, their stunted buds, are signs of stress, insect infestation, illness, or poisoning. Let's take a closer look. Whoa!
What was that sound?
I don't know, Lauren. I heard it as soon as I touched the branch of this tree, and then it felt like energy was flowing from my body into the tree. That must have been my imagination, right?
I don't think it was your imagination, because all of us heard the sound, too.
Rowan, look! I can't believe my eyes, but the tree you touched is changing right before our eyes. Its leaves are turning from brown and yellow back to green. And its trunk is growing straighter and stronger.
Hey, Rowan, look over here. This tree has mushrooms growing around its base. That's another sign that a tree is sick, isn't it?
That's right, Bug. Good fungi like mycorrhizae help trees. But mushrooms sprouting around the base of a tree are a sign that dangerous fungi may have spread throughout the tree. Over time, the bad fungi can make the trunk so weak that it can't support the tree's weight any longer, causing the tree to collapse. When you can see the fungi's fruit mushrooms on the outside of the tree is likely to collapse within a few years.
Let's try an experiment, Rowan. Just bend down and touch the base of this tree's trunk.
Touch the trunk? But why?
Just a little experiment.
Okay.
Look!
It happened again. I heard the same sound when I touched the tree trunk, and then it felt like energy from me was flowing into the tree.
Ah! The mushrooms at the base of this tree are disappearing, and the tree is growing healthier and stronger right before our eyes. Rowan, I'm beginning to wonder if you are somehow healing these trees when you touch them. Lauren, both trees that Rowan touched got visibly healthier as soon as she touched them. Do you think it's possible that maybe something magical or superpower is happening here? Lauren? Reader, Rowan, where's Lauren? She was here just a minute ago, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. I thought she was right behind us, but now I can't see her anywhere.
There are so many trees. I can't see very far in any direction. Lauren? Lauren?
Reader, let's climb up a tree to see if we can spot her. Follow me. Be careful. Even though we're normal size again, a fall could really hurt. Follow right behind me. I'll make sure the branches we're climbing are sturdy enough to hold us. Remember to grip the branches as close to the trunk as possible, where it is less likely to break. And follow the three-point rule. That means three of your four arms and legs should be anchored securely at all times, supported by different parts of the tree. Tug each branch before you put your weight on it to make sure that it is strong enough to support you without breaking. Great job! I think we're as high up as we can safely climb. Can anyone see Lauren?
Shh! Over there! I've spotted something, but it's not Lauren. It looks like a man, and he's close enough that he might be able to hear us if we talk too loudly. He's got a shovel strapped to his back, and he's pushing a wheelbarrow filled with rubbish, plastic bags, cans, bottles, all kinds of partially filled containers.
I see him, too. He's dressed in blue jeans and wearing a black t-shirt. He's got a bandana around his head that makes him look like a modern-day pirate.
Where have I seen that man before? When? Reader, does he look familiar to you? I remember now. It's the Trash Man. Rowan, the Trash Man is a supervillain. The last time we saw him, he was dumping his garbage into the ocean. And now, look! He's dumping it into the forest. Trash Man and his garbage must be what's destroying the wood wide web and making all the trees sick.
Trash Man? Marina told me all about that evil guy. She was with you when Trash Man kidnapped Kai. Wait, there's someone else down there too, walking right behind the Trash Man. Could it be an accomplice? Or maybe it's a prisoner. His hands look like they're tied together.
That's not a man, Rowan. Look again. It's Lauren.
Oh, no!
The wide, wide world of trash has grown bigger than the sea. And that superhero Water Woman's really bugging me. So I'm starting a dump right here beneath the trees, where nobody is ever, ever gonna see me. There's a villain that's inside me, and there's also one in you. They're waiting there to be let out. So what ya gonna do?
Look! The Trashman is dumping the garbage from his wheelbarrow into a hole in the ground.
Doesn't he know that he's hurting everything in the forest by doing that?
I don't think he cares, Rowan.
Herbicides, insecticides, and batteries and paints, containers full of gunk and goo and hazardous waste. I'll bury them here, and I'll leave no sign. No one will know I've dumped them here. The secret is mine. There's a villain that's inside me, and there's also one in you. They're waiting there to be let out. So what ya gonna do?
Ha 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 ha! The choice is clear, Lauren. You either join forces with me, or I'm gonna take you out with the trash. Ha 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 ha!
Rowan, Reader, we have to save Lauren from the Trash Man. But how? Trash Man is going to destroy her if she refuses to join forces with him.
You'll never get away with this, Trash Man. You and the trash you're dumping are killing the trees and animals that live here in the forest. You have to stop.
Stop? I'm just getting started. People pay me to get rid of their extra trash. The more trash I dump, the more money I make, so be quiet. I've got another hole to dig and a lot more trash to dump.
Reader, Rowan, Trash Man is a bad guy. We need to do something, and quick.
But what can we do? Marina told me it took a superhero like Water Woman to stop Trash Man from polluting the ocean. I hate to admit it, but I'm afraid.
Even before Water Woman arrived, do you remember who rescued Kai from Trash Man, Reader? What about you, Rowan? Do you know who rescued Kai? We did. Reader, Lauren, and me. Rowan, it's just like Lauren's song. There's a superhero inside of you, and there's also one in me. They're waiting inside of us, and we can set them free.
But how?
By being brave and by doing what's right. Remember what Winnie the Pooh told Christopher Robin? I'm never afraid, he said. I'm never afraid with you. Rowan, superpowers or not, we can do this together. Are you in?
I think I am. I think I can.
I know you can, Rowan. Follow me. Let's climb back down the tree together. Quietly. We'll wait until the time is right, then swoop in and save our friend.
I'm still not sure what I'm gonna do with you, Lauren. But I can't have you around if you're planning to stop me from dumping my trash in this forest. I'm heading back to my truck for more beautiful trash. I don't want to see or hear any funny business from you while I'm gone.
Here's the chance we were waiting for. Rowan, can you keep watch while our reader friend and I go get Lauren? Let us know if you see the trash man coming back.
Okay, be careful.
We will, won't we, reader? Let's go. Lauren, Lauren, we're here. We're here to rescue you.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
We can talk later. Reader, can you help untie the rope around Lauren's hands and the rope that's tying her to the tree? Work as quickly as you can. Trashman knows how to tie a good knot, and I'm not sure you'll be able to untie Lauren before...
Before what? Before the Trashman returns? Well, you're right about that. Now, if you don't want to wind up in the trash, too, you'll do what I say. Hands up over your head, reader, while I deal with this little red bug. I've got just the right jar to put you in. It even has a few holes in it in the top, so you probably won't run out of oxygen. At least not right away. There you go, trapped inside the jar where you can do no harm. I've already gotten away with it. Now, it's time to tie you up, reader. Since you all are tree huggers, I'll tie your arms around a tree like Lauren's. That way I can get on with my work, digging holes and dumping trash. Ha ha!
Lauren, reader and I wanted to save the day by rescuing you and stopping Trashman from dumping his poisonous garbage in the forest. But we messed up, and now we are all the Trashman's prisoners.
You and Reader were so brave to try to rescue me. You're superheroes to me. But where's Rowan?
Rowan stayed back to warn us that the trash man was coming. But she didn't. Maybe she got scared and ran away.
What are we going to do now?
What are you going to do? Well, join me, of course. Lauren, I hope spending all of this quality time with me has helped you see the error of your ways.
There's a wide, wide world of trash that needs somewhere to be. Never fear, the trash man's here to dump it in the sea. I'll dump it over here, I'll dump it over there. Nobody is stopping me, I'll dump everywhere. There's a villain that's inside me, and there's also one in you. They're waiting there to be let out. So what ya gonna do?
What you gonna do, Lauren? Reader? Reading bug? How about you join me, huh? Think of all the trash we could dump if we worked together.
We'd rather be tied up here forever than help you, trash man.
Yeah, we may not have any superpowers, but we can still fight for what's right. We'll never join you.
No, never say never, reading bug. But since you won't join me, I'm afraid our friendship must come to an end. That's right. I'm gonna dump all of you into the next hole that I dig.
You'll never get away with this, trash man.
The hole is dug. The deed is done. Who wants to be first? How about you, Lauren? On the count of three, I'll dump Lauren into the pit lickety-split. Are you ready, my dear? What in the world? Rain? I hate rain, but it was just sunny out just a minute ago. Oh, this rain is going to ruin the holes that I've dug unless I can act quickly to dump my trash in them. You stay right here, folks. Oh, and I'm taking the reading bug's jar with me so you don't do anything foolish while I'm gone.
Where did this rainstorm come from, Reader? The sun was shining bright and the sky was clear, blue, and cloudless. But now I'm getting drenched from the rain. If we could only get free of these ropes, we could make a run for it now while the trash man is distracted. But we can't leave Reading Bug behind. Hey, did you see that, Reader? Up ahead of us, in the trees. Something is swinging, I think. Swinging through the trees like a monkey. But there aren't any monkeys in the forests in the United States. And it's not a bird or a bat. It's not Tarzan. It's
me, Rowan.
Rowan!
Yes, here to rescue you and stop the trash man once and for all.
But you're swinging through the trees like a...
Oh, yeah, that. When the reading bug left me on lookout duty, I got to thinking. And then I realized that if I haven't been dreaming these past few days, well... then I must be able to actually communicate with the trees and heal them. And if I can do that, well, then I can surely rescue all of you from the trash man. So I reached up, grabbed a tree branch, and began to swing. You've been saying it all along, but Lauren, I think there's actually a superhero inside of me.
Rowan, that's incredible!
Well, looky, look who we have here. You may be able to talk to the trees and to heal them with your touch, but it will take more than that to stop the trash man.
Oh, now, that does it. Now you've really made me angry, trash man. You've been hurting the trees and the animals in the forest, and now you're hurting my friends.
Rowan, what's happening to you?
I don't know, Lauren. I think this may be one of my superpowers. I sure hope it is, anyway.
Look! Rowan's getting bigger and greener. Much bigger and much greener. She's as big as a tree. And look at all those muscles.
Easy, big guy. I didn't mean to upset you. Look, I'll just let the little bug go. See? There you go. Now, if you'll just excuse me.
Get back here, trash man. I'm not done with you yet.
Whoa! Rowan has scooped the trash man up in her mighty green hand!
Hey, put me down!
And now she's spinning him round and around and around, wrapping the trash man's rope around his body.
What are you gonna do to me?
Whoa! Rowan tossed the trash man into one of the holes he's just dug.
Like he was as light as a piece of garbage.
And look at that! Now Rowan is spinning around and around like a whirling dervish retrieving buried garbage from all the holes that the trash man's been digging out here.
She's so strong that she's crushing the garbage like it's a ball of clay or Play-Doh. And she's piling it all on top of the trash man.
Hey, wait!
Lauren, what's happening to Rowan? I think her superpowers are fading.
You're right, Bug. She's returning to her normal size and color.
Rowan, are you okay?
Rowan, wake up. Wake up!
Oh, wow. Hi, Lauren, Reader, Reading Bug. I must have fainted, and I had another really strange dream. I dreamed that I had superpowers and that I rescued all of you from the trash man and cleaned up all the garbage in the forest that was poisoning the wood wide web and the trees. What is happening to me? What do all these strange dreams mean?
Rowan, that was no dream.
It wasn't? But then...
Rowan, how old are you?
That's a weird question to be asking me right now, don't you think? It's no time for a party. But I'm 18.
I thought so.
Reading Bug, what's this all about?
I think it's time for me to let you in on a little family secret.
Your family has a secret, Reading Bug?
No, Rowan. It's your family secret. It's no secret that both you and Marina are descended from the Greek gods, right?
That's right, Bug.
Do you know that the children of gods and humans are called demigods, and sometimes they inherit special powers from their godparents?
Sure. I know that according to Greek mythology, demigods often have special powers, but where are you going with this?
Did Marina ever tell you what happened to her when she turned 18?
What do you mean? She graduated from high school? She was old enough to vote?
No, Rowan, not that. We were with Marina when Kai read her a letter that her grandmother had written her to open on her 18th birthday.
A letter?
That's right. The letter said that Poseidon had given his mortal wife a present to pass on to all of her female descendants. Each girl born in the family would be a demigoddess with the power to protect the seas.
Rowan, your cousin Marina is the superhero Water Woman.
Marina? Water Woman?
When you fell today, the tree caught you, and then your touch seemed to heal the six saplings.
Exactly. I had my suspicions, but this time I saw everything. Just like Marina inherited the power to protect the oceans, you have inherited the power to protect the trees as part of your family's legacy, and the trees know it.
And that's why the Mother Oak has been talking to you. You're just like the tiny seed in Brian Selznick's new book, Big Tree, beginning to grow into something bigger and stronger and more powerful than any of us could have ever imagined.
There was a seed so tiny who fell from Mother Tree, uncertain how to grow up, unsure who they would be. The earth gave rain and sunlight mixed with love to make them grow. That's how they planted roots down deep and sprouted from below. I'll give you roots to grow strong, to carry you along. You'll have wings to fly and watch the world go by. With roots and wings you can do anything. It's simple, don't you see? You'll be brave and bright and smart and fight to be the biggest tree. As weeks and months went by, their branches stretched out wide. Their sturdy trunk grew stronger. Green leaves reached toward the sky. The sprout that was once a tiny seed had grown so big and strong, ready to face the world so big and whatever comes along. I'll give you roots to grow strong, to carry you along. You'll have wings to fly and watch the world go by. With roots and wings you can do anything. It's simple, don't you see? You'll be brave and bright and smart and fight to be the biggest tree. You'll be brave and bright and smart and fight to be the biggest tree.
Rowan, you were not dreaming. You are not dreaming. There really is a superhero inside of you. And today, you set her free. Pan must have given his mortal children the power to protect and preserve the trees.
A superhero?
Yes, a real superhero with mighty powers to help protect us from villains like Trash Man.
And every superhero needs a superhero name. What's yours going to be?
Oh, I don't know. This is all happening so fast. Maybe I'll call myself the Incredible Trunk. Or what about the Green Machine? No, that's not it. Maybe I could be the Amazing Osmosis?
Don't overthink it.
What about Pan Man, Protector of the Trees, named after the god who gave me my special powers?
Much better.
Wow, I can't wait to get home and tell my family and friends about Pan Man and show them what I can do.
I don't think that's a good idea, Rowan. There's a reason Marina hasn't told you about her new identity. If villains like Trash Man know who you really are, they may try to hurt you, or worse, hurt your family and friends. That's why most superheroes keep their superhero identities separate from their private identities.
The reading bug is right, Rowan. That means no one, including your friends, should know that Rowan Green is also Pan Man, the superhero protector of trees. The only people who should ever know your superhero identity are Marina and the people standing right here. And we promise to keep your secret, don't we, reader?
Thank you for everything you've done for me, Lauren, Reading Bug, Reader. This is all happening so fast, and it's such an enormous responsibility to have superpowers like mine. I'm excited, but I'm also a little scared.
That's okay, Rowan. If you ever need anything, you know that we'll be here to help you in a flash.
How about a tiny, secret celebration, then? Just us. We could barbecue at the park campground, one of my very favorite spots.
We'd love to picnic with you, Rowan, but we'll need to plan that for another day. Right now, we need to get home to our families before they miss us. But we'll all be following the news about Pan Man, the protector of trees. We're so proud of you, and we know that you're going to do amazing things with your new superpowers. Look, the reading bug is opening up her book bag.
It's time to go. Everyone, hop into the book bag with me.
I think I'm going to stay here in the forest for a bit and explore these new powers.
A forest bath?
A super forest bath. And I still need to take out all of this trash.
Be careful, Rowan. We'll see you again soon.
Okay, now, follow me, and let's jump into the book bag together and head back home. One hop, two hops, three hops, and we're in!
We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away.
We'll never forget our wonderful adventures today. We learned so much about trees. Can you believe that trees communicate with one another through the wood wide web and share resources?
I told you this was going to be an amazing adventure. Trees aren't just the largest and oldest living things on Earth. They are also essential for our health and for our environment.
That's right. They are the lungs of the Earth, providing all living things with the oxygen we need to survive. And now, every time we hear about Pan Man using her powers to help trees and forests, we'll think of this amazing day we spent in the forest with Rowan.
Today was wonderful, but it was just the beginning of Rowan's fight to restore and preserve our trees and all the plants and animals that are in our forest. She won't be able to do it all by herself. She's going to need our help. Our planet's forests are being destroyed by development, agriculture, logging, and mining. And if it continues at its present rate, tropical rainforests could disappear within our lifetime.
You're right, Reading Bug. It's going to take all of us doing whatever we can to preserve our precious trees and forests. But what can one person do to help solve a problem as big as this one?
Not just one person, but all of us doing our part. When each of us take lots of small steps, they add up to giant steps forward. Even when your legs are as tiny as mine. If you want to learn more about trees, forests, and forest animals, and all the things we can do to help Rowan save them, you can read the books I brought with me in my book bag today. A complete list can be found at thereadingbug.com/adventures.
We're back!
That's right! We are back, safe and sound. You know, I'm really thankful to have good friends like you to adventure with because...
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane. Build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. Cause you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show. Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can make your dreams come true just by being you.
Thank you for joining us on our adventure today, reader. The Reading Bug and I have to go now, but we can't wait to see you on our next Reading Bug adventure. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip.
Reading Bug.
Lauren, I'm so glad you're here. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Well, a few questions, actually. Do you love stories about animals?
Of course I do.
How about stories about magic?
Reading Bug, you know I do.
And I bet you like the power to change the world.
Well, yes, but...
Lauren, this book has all of that and more. Legends of Lotus Island, The Guardian Test is the first book in a captivating new fantasy series for young readers from the 3-time Newbery Honor recipient Christina Soontornbat. Young Plum is shocked to discover that she's been accepted to the Guardian Academy on Lotus Island, an elite school where kids learn how to transform into guardians, magical creatures who are sworn to protect the natural world. The Guardian Masters teach Plum and her friends how to communicate with animals and how to use meditation to strengthen their minds and their bodies. Plum struggles at school. While her classmates begin to transform into amazing creatures, Plum can't even seem to magic up a single feather. If she can't embrace her inner animal form soon, she'll have to leave school and lose the first group of real friends she's ever known.
Reading Bug, this sounds super exciting and also a super accessible fantasy for young readers who are not quite ready for Wings of Fire or the Rick Riordan Presents series.
Yes, yes, yes! Lotus Island is an immersive fantasy world inspired by Southeast Asia and populated by compelling kid characters coming into their power. Reader, you can find Lotus Island by Christina Soontornbat at thereadingbug.com or your local bookstore. Be sure to check it out! Thanks to Scholastic for their ongoing support of Reading Bug Adventures.
And thanks to all of our individual sponsors. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe Savage, Brandon Savage, and Chesney Everett. Music is by me and Joe Murphy. Sound mixing and mastery is by Resonate Recordings. The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent children's bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.